In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Brothers and sisters, was Jesus really a human being like us? Jesus' life on earth reflected unparalleled miraculous powers, unique heavenly teaching, and a life of wisdom and moral perfection. This was obvious to all his contemporary observers. He healed the sick, restored the sight of the blind, calmed the winds and the storms, and even raised the dead. Such manifestations of power caused witnesses to wonder about his real identity. Jesus himself, however, repeatedly instructed his chosen apostles not to divulge his divine identity. He regularly referred to himself as the Son of Man. Brothers and sisters, Jesus' life also reflected the usual human needs and limitations. He was in his mother's womb for 9 months and was born and grew up like other children. He got hungry, tired, and needed rest, so he needed food and drink. He reflected the human emotions of joy as well as sorrow. He lived a simple life which identified with the poor and needy. He sympathized with those downtrodden or despised. He faced severe temptations to commit sin and deviate from his divine mission. Brothers and sisters, Jesus experienced much opposition and persecution. He suffered humiliation, beating, and physical injury during the process that climaxed in his crucifixion. He sweated and bled as he prayed, facing the coming event of identifying with sinful people like us. He voluntarily accepted to experience the punishment due to our own sin. Yes, he willingly offered himself on the cross in our place as a sin offering on our behalf, as he died a cursed death of a criminal on the cross. Brothers and sisters, Old Testament scriptures spoke of his coming through a clearly identifiable human line, all the way from first Adam through main figures such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, David, and Solomon, and all the way to his birth from a humble young virgin, Mary, who was betrothed to be married to a simple carpenter called Joseph. The New Testament confirmed that. It also confirms his identity as the promised seed of Abraham, born to a virgin. He is identified as Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Gospel of John begins by identifying Jesus as fully divine in human form. He is the divine Logos or Word, who took on himself a full human nature. We read in the first chapter of John, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." John the Baptizer bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." So, brothers and sisters, the apostolic teaching clearly identifies him as fully divine and fully human. We read in the first chapter of the epistle to the Colossians, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Brothers and sisters, the epistle goes on in the second chapter to speak of his relationship to believers, saying, "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised by the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. Having been buried with him in baptism, in him you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him." Brothers and sisters, the apostolic teaching makes it clear that Jesus is the only one qualified to be the mediator between God and man. This required him to enjoy both full divine nature and full human nature. We read in the second chapter of Paul's first epistle to Timothy, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time." Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the blessed message of the gospel. Amen.